Since I have been thinking a lot about logic recently, I thought it might be interesting to try to get to the core of why libertarian arguments have failed to make much headway against socialism over the past century or so. And to do this, I have attempted to boil down into logically valid syllogisms the core arguments that libertarians tend to make. So here is the core utilitarian argument advanced by Ludwig von Mises and also by Chicago School economists such as Milton Friedman. They might disagree on method and how they get to this conclusion, but ultimately the argument is the same. If increasing material prosperity is our aim, then the free market is the best method of achieving it. Material prosperity is our aim, therefore we should pursue free markets. Now, reflexively, some socialists might bristle at the minor premise here. Material prosperity is our aim, and we will return to this soon. Now, libertarians of the Rothbardian stripe make a different argument, relying not on utility, but on morality. It's something like this. If maximizing freedom is our aim, then the free market is the best method of achieving it. Maximizing freedom is our aim, therefore we should pursue free markets. And here again, reflexively, some socialists might wish to take issue with the minor premise. Is maximizing freedom our aim as a society? But again, let's return to that in a bit. Now, a typical socialist argument might look like this. If equality for all is our aim, then socialism is the best method of achieving it. Equality is our aim, therefore we should pursue socialism. And of course, here, many libertarians would take immediate issue with the minor premise. However, if you read Milton Friedman, for example, in his famous 1946 essay on rent controls with George Stigler, which is called Roofs or Ceilings, he just grants socialists this premise. And then he argues along these lines. He says, socialism always increases inequality. Inequality is bad. Therefore, socialism is bad. I don't believe it is wise to grant socialists the premise that equality is our ultimate goal, or even that inequality is bad. So this is a weak counter in my view. The moral ground has already been ceded by Friedman here. Now, Mises has a cleverer answer to this, which is to say, materialism is concerned with prosperity. Socialist claims about equality are materialist. Therefore, socialist claims about equality are about prosperity. In Human Action, Mises points out that socialism ultimately promises to make everyone better off and that its foundations rest on materialist assumptions. This is absolutely true, and Marxism is explicitly a materialist mode of thinking, whether dialectical materialism or historical materialism. Socialist thought nearly always casts itself as a rationalist scientific doctrine. This means that intelligent socialists cannot disagree with the premise that material prosperity is our aim. Another counter is something like this, which is advanced by Murray Rothbard in his essay, Egalitarianism as a Revolt Against Human Nature. Boiled down, it would be along these lines. That which is against human nature is morally wrong. Equality is against human nature. Therefore, equality is morally wrong. The typical socialist response to this would be to call Rothbard an essentialist. The argument states social constructs can change. Human nature is a social construct. Therefore, human nature can change. Socialists ultimately believe that people can be conditioned into becoming the new socialist man, and that such things as self-interest and greed are taught behaviours, the result of capitalist structures. Of course, here, the minor premise that human nature is a social construct is highly questionable, and socialists are on much weaker ground here. However, they do not need to go this route. They might cite David Hume or G.E. Moore and simply accuse Rothbard of making the naturalistic fallacy. The argument would be something like this. No, what is claims can be moral. All claims about human nature are what is claims. Therefore, no claims about human nature can be moral. Faced with this, one has some choices. If religious, one might invoke God and perhaps get into theology. That which God creates is good. That which is natural was created by God. Therefore, that which is natural is good. Here, most socialists would simply assert their atheism and leave it at that. Others might wish to pursue atheist arguments against the concept of God. But either way, this would be an impasse. Another option is to take the argument into ethics. For example, invoke Aristotle's virtue ethics and suggest that equality cannot be a true moral aim because it is not eudaimonistic. Something like this. Eudaimonia is not equality. The goal of human life is eudaimonia. Therefore, equality is not the goal of human life. Or you can simply accept Hume's law and state no materialist claims can be moral. All socialist claims are materialist. Therefore, no socialist claims are moral. To which a clever socialist might respond, no materialist claims can be moral. All libertarian claims are materialist. Therefore, no libertarian claims are moral. Now, Mises and Friedman would both have accepted this because they did not see themselves making moral arguments at all. They were making value-free utilitarian arguments. But Rothbard would likely fire back by stating that maximizing freedom is not a materialist goal, unlike equality. All our claims seek to maximize freedom. Therefore, none of our claims are materialist. Now, again, the knee-jerk socialist might fire back just to try to own the libertarian here with the highest good is not freedom. The goal of human activity is the highest good. Therefore, the goal of human activity is not freedom. However, the well-read socialist would actually accept Rothbard's premise, remembering what Marx's utopia is ultimately about. Communism results in ultimate freedom. Socialism aims at achieving communism. Therefore, socialism maximizes freedom. So, if we think carefully about all of the arguments I've presented here, an issue has emerged. Using arguably the three most prominent libertarian thinkers of the 20th century, the first, Milton Friedman, accepts the socialist premise that equality is the aim of society. The second, Ludwig von Mises, accepts the socialist premise that material prosperity is the aim of society. And the third, Murray Rothbard, accepts the socialist premise that total freedom is the aim of society. What does this tell us? Ultimately, the disagreement between libertarians and socialists is a disagreement over means and not ends. This means that libertarians and socialists, in the final analysis, share the same goals. The method might differ very greatly, enough to make them mortal enemies, but the final destination is the same. Now, while libertarians are basically correct in this fight, at least on almost all of the technical and practical disagreements, it strikes me that one of the chief reasons that they never defeat the socialists is because deep down they share the same metaphysical and possibly even moral assumptions. I do not believe socialism can be defeated within either the materialist framework or one that accepts the central assumption of the French Revolution as Rothbard and other Jeffersonian libertarians appear to. The challenge, it seems to me, must come from a deeper place.
Now available at the Academic Agency. Sharpen your analytical mind and your argumentation skills with Foundations of Logic. The course draws on the ancient wisdom of traditional logic that students learned for over 2,000 years, from the time of Aristotle through to the medieval schoolmen, right down to the 20th century. Sign up now for a free preview lecture.
Be sure to like this video and subscribe, and if you really like my content, maybe consider joining the channel or donating or maybe even buy a mug. I am grateful for all of your support. Now get out.